This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we just got a chance to talk to Raheem Morris, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons. 3-2 headed to Carolina this week. We're going to react to some of the things the coach told us, had to say, where we can improve, and there's still a lot to improve on, despite the fact that we had one of the most exciting wins in franchise history last Thursday night. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. And Mike, as we dive in, coach said something, and one of our listeners said, fellas, I thought he answered it perfectly about the pass rush. Do we need to be better? Yes. Do we need more sacks? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But have we played with the lead? And we haven't. And
he changes your entire strategy.
It does. And he said, I thought coach put it perfectly, getting sacks, putting the offense in must-pass situations. We've been playing from behind, and then we get a lead later. We win a game like we did. That's why I need to see control in this game.
And that's one of the things over the course of 17 weeks, as we've learned that our offensive coordinator got on the same page with a quarterback who maybe wasn't 100%. We just checked the Kyle Pitts box off. Great conversation with Pitts. We'll talk about what he had to say, too.
For sure.
But now, as we said, the things missing would be the total game, the complete game. Where, and by the way, not many teams in this NFL season have played the complete game. Maybe Minnesota's one of those teams. The Chiefs have had complete games where, let's be honest, they should have had the Saints down 20 points at halftime. But not many teams have done it from quarter one to quarter four, you know, and had total game control because either injuries or whatever. But I just felt, Carl, you're right. It's the only thing we want to see is the game where Judon is ripping people's heads off, basically, for lack of a better word.
I agree. And hopefully that comes. As far as improving the run defense, he said we gave up an explosive play in the run game, which we did. My concern, and again, I'm not going to get into the minutia with Coach. We'll in a long-form interview, we'll do this. But every team pretty much has had 120-plus yards on us. So that is my concern, is we got to stifle these teams in the run game a little bit more. And I think that's the concern going into Carolina as well.
Rashad White had that 56-yard run, you know, in the run game for the Bucs. They, as you said, they go for 160. Some of the long, you know, the explosive passing plays. I mean, look, you know, Mike Evans, is Mike Evans. He's a Hall of Fame career guy, and he got 2 touchdowns. Godwin, his partner in crime, had a long one of 20. And Bucky Irving, you know, we were a little worried about him. He had a nice run for 16 yards. So, look, over the course of 4 quarters against a division rival, they're going to get theirs. But you're right. This team, the only thing really missing, and again, that's why I asked him about the schematics of the guys that are in the pass rush package. Is that way Jimmy, does Ebukadi not get 6 or 7 sacks into Jimmy Lake? You know, he's kind of like, coach looked at me like, no, Ebukadi's just got to work harder.
He's got to get
there. He was going to call individuals out, but the vibe I got is guys got to just do better.
You got to get there. Here's the deal. We have to his point, play with the lead, which gives our defense a little bit, put us in better situations. But two, we got to win these one-on-ones. Like, at the end of the day, Judon one-on-one against any of these tackles in the league, Mike, if you are third and long, we're up 6, 8, whatever it might be, I'm taking Judon in that situation. But when you are unpredictable, meaning the offense on the other team has had success throughout the course of the game because they've been playing with the lead, so they can run it, they can screen game, quick hitters, they're throwing the ball in the middle of the field. Now I'm antsy, Mike. I'm not sure if my get-off, as I get off the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 8, and we're up 10? I'm coming.
Right. That's pin your ears back.
Yes,
get it.
That's a different deal. But I agree, and I'm saying this to only say we have to win our one-on-ones, whether it's Ebikadi, whether it's Rook, Grady, any of these guys. In those situations, I'm just better than you, and I'm about to get there.
You know, when we get the tip ball on what was it? It was a car trying to go sidearm. You know, that's Judon because he's in the backfield.
Yes.
He's creating some chaos, and you get the pickoff of that. So I think that's the one thing we all expected was one man could make a difference. But the other guys have got to be in that rotation, have got to step up. And Ruka is finally on the field because I think they're looking for a spark.
I agree. By the way, Kirk Cousins today saying that he thought they had a crisp practice. If you are curious, he said the best thing about today is he's not used to this weather. October 9th, and he's like, you know what it's like in Minnesota all those years. So he's like, I love the fact that we're outside. It's 70 degrees. But Cousins is in a mood, and rightfully so, man. He is the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Players that were limited, and we asked Coach about this. He said D. Alford.
Okay. Concussion.
Concussion, but he was out there today, and they didn't have contact today. Nate Landman, calf, quad, limited participation. Matthew Judon, hamstring, and Darnell Mooney was listed as a knee, but we heard from Mooney. He spoke to the media, so my guess is he's fine, but he is on the injury list as limited participation.
We talked earlier with Coach, and again, we'll replay it for you later in the show, and we were saying about Bijan's usage rate, and it gets back to how Carl started the segment. You know, the Bucs had a pretty good defense. They had something to say about what we were trying to do.
Sure.
And once you get down, and obviously the passing game sort of became the way this game pivoted to, and the run game went out the window. So he was not going to give us any juice on that. Well, Bijan was banged up because he still was able to be a part of the passing offense.
How do we get back to being one of the top rushing teams in the league? Now, last two seasons, guys, we were top 10. Right now, that's not the case. And we talked about Bijan averaging about 4.3 yards per carry, Algier 5.4. Algier has 33 carries on season compared to Bijan 67. But, Mike, as a team, we want to be one of the best rushing teams, and we thought that would be a strength. Right now, it's still not. I mean, when you look at this outside zone rush and all the stuff that we're doing, I just feel like the run game has to be better. But Coach is saying to us, guys, and if you missed it, Tampa's intent was to take that away. So that's forced us into some things that maybe we didn't anticipate, which is why Kirk Cousins threw it 58 times.
Yep, and again, some of the dynamics of the game coming from behind all the time. That's, as you said, in Carolina, let's establish the run, keep Chuba Hubbard from running the ball down our throats, and then we can get those numbers. Because, yeah, I mean, it's funny, a lot of guys going, because all my friends up home, like where I grew up in New York, now Atlanta, of course, is home, but back in Long Island, are saying, hey, what's up with Bijan? He's killing my fantasy team. I mean, and again, these guys don't want to hear this. So same thing goes for Pitts. That's why it was such a breakout performance. But you're right. We're just not seeing Bijan in the red zone yet.
No.
That's one of those things which, look, I'm not, as you said, we don't apologize for being 3-2, but that's one of the things which, when we were anticipating what this offense was going to look like, we just assumed Bijan would have 6 or 7 touchdowns by now.
We are averaging about 90.
Or 6. I mean, at least by the halfway point, 6 or 7 touchdowns.
96 yards on the ground. I'll just give you the top rushing teams in the league. Ravens, Commanders, Packers, Cardinals, Eagles. Lions are 6. Okay.
Right.
We are not even in the top 10. It's 49ers, Patriots, Chargers. You start talking about yards per game. You know, Baltimore's averaging 212 yards per game, Mike. That's better than what they did a couple of years ago when they led the league in rushing. That's why they're dangerous, and then you add Lamar into that, and Derrick Henry's having a good year already. My point is, that is an area I want to see us improve as we talk about the areas where, okay, we saw Cousins. We know what he can do. If needed, we got that. Can we run the ball better? Can we stop the run, and can we get more rush?
Yeah, that's one thing, to your point, I didn't expect to be in the bottom, fifth of the NFL as far as the rush yards. But again, because some of those games we're playing comeback, come from behind. And also, I think what we were doing earlier, and maybe it'll get better when we get more in the play action. I mean, I still don't like the pistol. I don't like Cousins in the shotgun as much as they
feel
are.
Like it limits him.
I mean, and maybe that's because of him still not being 100, at some point not 100% on that Achilles, but able to, just stretch, the stretch plays, some of the things that have worked. I don't know if that has any bearing on how Zach Robinson is calling and how Cousins is able to move back there, but you're right. Let's hope this is the game where we are talking about the big monster day for Bijan.
Well, these are the things. Like, if you put these things together on top of what we already know, which is defense gets stops when needed, they get off the field. Guys, I told you this. As far as the defensive yards, I'm not concerned. I don't give up a ton of yards. We're holding teams to field goals. To me, that's the most important thing. Teams are getting in the red zone, and we're bogging down. If we can put these elements together, Mike, then we become a really dangerous team.
I mean, if you look at it, like the Browns have no run game because no one respects Deshaun Watson.
Correct.
The Rams have no run game because they don't have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp's been out. You know, the Cowboys don't have a running back. That's part of the reason why they don't have.
Come on, but talk about Rico Dowdle like that.
But the craziest one of all the rushing stats is how does Breece Hall not be a top five rusher? When the Jets are dead last in this stat, this is why they fired the wrong guy.
Yeah, offensive coordinator.
But that's a them problem.
It is. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. We got a great poll up as well in regards to showing up at anybody's tailgate empty-handed, as Mike was talking about.
And don't you feel it's a jive move to throw a 20 at somebody?
Oh, come on. You're trying to buy me.
That's insulting. Hey, thanks. I just had, 10 chicken wings. I had a burger. I went into your cooler five times. Here's a $20 bill.
Yeah.
That doesn't cut it. It's more about, even if the six-pack only costs 10 bucks, it's still the act of bringing something.
And we got into that discussion talking about the Georgia game this weekend. We're going to let you hear from Kirby Smart coming up a little bit later as well. Quick reminder while we're talking about tomorrow, we are going to be live up in Woodstock at Taco Mac tomorrow. So come on through, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys and hang out with us tomorrow for the show. As far as the other interview, let's just talk about Kyle Pitts real quick here because we have Matt Sims coming up.
Right.
We're going to talk about the quarterbacks and we'll get his thoughts on Kirk Cousins and all this. Matt Sims really does a good job of breaking stuff down and we love talking with him. Kyle Pitts came in. If you missed it, Mike said we'll replay it for you and we will. Kyle is very level-headed, but also just even keel. And for those of you, again, you know, maybe you don't hear enough of him. Maybe you know, because he doesn't do a whole lot of interviews. And even at camp, Mike, I think we spoke to him twice, maybe, you know, over a 4, 5, 6 week period, whatever it was. But I said this to Mike. Kyle Pitts wants to win. And when I say that, I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying he wants to compete. He wants to be great. But he is not going to force the issue. And I think when you hear Kyle Pitts, okay, you hear a guy that's a team guy, he's fun, he's lighthearted, but Mike, he's not going to be in anybody's face telling him, I need the rock. We can talk about it, but he's not going to do that.
Kyle Pitts is not going to get some eye black and write with a silver Sharpie, always open.
Correct.
You know, that's Pickens, by the way, with the Steelers. But yeah, you heard in the interview and a couple guys going, I want more dog in him. But first off, that's a controversy. If Kyle Pitts comes on a radio show, which other guys do around the country, and go, you know, my game speaks for itself. You know what I mean? Where's my, you know, you got to up my usage rate. You know, give me the rock. That happens. That does happen in other locker rooms. It's not happening here. I mean, I want the guy to get the ball because, as we said, I tried to goad it out of him by saying, you know, we still tell Arthur Smith, forget asking him to block.
Yes.
His eyes got a little big when I said that. But we all know what he's capable of because we saw him when I mentioned at the end of the conversation. When Ridley goes out, he becomes WRTE1 for Matt Ryan in 2021.
Right. Yeah, I point that out only to say sometimes, you know, again, I always say don't take my meekness for weakness, man. There are guys that, you know, is he a killer? Does he do his job? Does he step up in the big moments? We're still learning about those things with Kyle Pitts. But there's no doubt in my mind, Mike, he wants to be great, but he's just not that guy. And he's not going to tell anybody that he should be getting the ball more and all that. So anybody who believes that that's who he's going to be, it's not going to happen.
And as we said in the interview, I mean, you get the deal. He knows what the expectation level
Absolutely.
Is being picked fourth overall.
Well, did you hear what he said when we asked him? I think, you know, we asked him about how much does he hear? And he was like, I try not to pay too much attention to it, which means you hear it.
Right.
Which means he knows. People around him or his camp, whatever, have told him, everybody's talking about you being this high draft pick and then, you know, what the circumstances are. So, you know, it's one of those things you have to ignore it in the season because you can't let it consume you, Mike. I mean, every week you can't go out there and go, man, I got to catch 10 for 150. I'm a buster. You can't do that.
Right. Hey, a couple of guys, we brought this up at the end of the show yesterday for guys who missed it. They were saying, hey, if we're trying to pump up pass rush, because why don't you guys go get Devin White? Well, he's more of an inside linebacker. Dave Archer, always listening,
watching,
judging, hit us up yesterday. He does have 8.5 sacks in his career, but he's more of a guy working on the inside as far as a guy you'd walk out up to the line as an OLB. So I know he's out there as a free agent, former top five pick.
Yeah, but I will say this, and I hope he's okay. If Anderson's injury is prolonged for whatever reason, maybe they take a look. But we'll see. I think they really like their team, and I'm talking about this staff and the front office. Hopefully Anderson can be back. He was not at practice today. Anderson didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At practice, he is still out. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk with Matt Sims, guys. We'll go around the league with him. We'll also talk to him about what Kirk Cousins is doing well as a quarterback next. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It's Dukes and Bell live from the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flowery Branch. We had a great conversation with Coach Raw, and we had a great conversation with Kyle Pitts. But we're going to talk about our quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback. And we are going to be joined right now by our buddy Matt Sims. He does a terrific job of not only breaking down what's going on around the league. Mike, he was a part of this organization the year we go to the Super Bowl in 2016, and we love talking to him. Check out his podcast as well.
He's my favorite Sims brother.
Oh, don't say that. Hey, Matt, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? I appreciate that I'm the favorite Sims brother. Not much competition in that household, though. So, you know, hey, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, sidebar, when did your brother – is this always a thing with the top button, with the polo shirts and everything else?
Dude, it's amazing how often I'm asked about his choice of attire, you know, and this whole thing with the top button. I don't know. The dude went to Brooklyn like one time, like 6 years ago. He saw some cool hipster do it. He was like, oh, this is my thing. So, hey, to each their own, man.
That's great. Well, now we know. Hey, Matt, let's talk about yeah, exactly. Let's talk about what our quarterback is doing so well, man. What are you seeing from Cousins? We had concerns after that first game. I think a lot of people around the country did, like, uh-oh, what's going on? And then this dude's just balled out. 500 yards. He's the offensive player of the week in the NFC. What is he doing right from a quarterback standpoint? What do you see?
Well, I think just the last 2 weeks especially, we're just seeing someone that is way more decisive and comfortable with the offense. I think that the choice of tempo has really been one of the great equalizers for this offense finding its rhythm. And I'm really excited with just what Zach Robinson did, especially against the Tampa Bay Bucks, where they were constantly just getting to the line of scrimmage. They were calling plays quickly. They're forcing defenses to get in vanilla-type defenses typically in those situations. And Kirk Cousins is then just like in two-minute mode. He's just making the simple read, half-field reads, and just cutting it loose and making some great throws. And you can see as each throw and each game has kind of gone by that he is moving a little bit better in the pocket. He's a little bit more confident. He's throwing it more aggressively, and, you know, his toughness has always been top-notch in this league. So just rep by rep, the dude is getting better each and every day.
We are talking, guys, with Matt Sims here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we're live here at Falcons camp. As an offensive coordinator, I guess you learn on the job. You know, we got spoiled with Shanahan, but you like the way, to your point about the going up tempo, how Zach Robinson's evolution, maybe his Cousins gets more and more comfortable with that Achilles.
Well, you're right. There is no better preparation, you know, than actually just having the job. I mean, I remember talking to Raheem back when I was with Atlanta. I'm like, you know, hey, were you prepared to be a head coach the first time around? He's like, no, of course not. He goes, you know, how can you prepare for such, you know, an undertaking in that role? He goes, but it did teach me a lot of things that made me a better coordinator or assistant coach at that time when we were together in Atlanta. And, you know, as we can see the second time around, you know, Raheem is handling business in a different way because of the experience that he got. Same with Zach Robinson. I'm sure he's leaning on to the experience of guys like Raheem and Kirk Cousins, and he's trying to figure out what is the best way to navigate this new world, really, for all of them together. And, you know, it's been really good. And I think, you know, we got to be excited, too, with just, you know, we're finally seeing guys like Drake London and Kyle Pitts, too, being used in a way that I think we've all been waiting to see. And they're big, they're physical, they're really good, consistent, like, just basketball-type players, right, that can box out and create space over the middle. And Kirk Cousins, I think, is fantastic at throwing people open who look, quote-unquote, covered.
Yeah, throwing people open is key, no doubt. Matt Sims, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. I want to get your opinions on this story out of New York, man. I feel like it's a blank show. It's a mess. Tell me how you feel about what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and company. And Mike says they fired the wrong guy. It should have been Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, you know, again, it's just the Jets being the Jets again. You know, a game out of first place. You got a great defense. The defense is playing well. The offense with their superstar quarterback has been underperforming, and yet we're going to fire the defensive-minded head coach because of whatever reason. I really don't know. It's really frustrating because I don't think it really was the issue at all with Saleh. I think, you know, Aaron hasn't been living up to the bill, right, as far as what we expected of this offense and all that stuff. It's the same stuff that we saw in Green Bay with Aaron as he was on his way out. He throws slants, he throws one-on-one fades, and he throws, you know, short little flat routes to guys for 3-yard gains. And at the end of the day, he has a decent completion percentage. He makes no explosive plays or damaging throws down the football field. And, you know, he can be critical of everyone else because he just played it safe. And that's what's, I think, really frustrating, too. You know, I was a huge fan of Aaron. And as I continue to see him play and how he handles the meeting and all that stuff, too, I can't lie, it rubs me the wrong way, and it's just it's getting old really quick.
It's a good point, man. And we talked about this earlier. We were looking at our rushing stats because we're not running the ball as much because we're playing from behind a lot of these games. But, Matt, the right. Jets are dead last in rushing with Breece Hall. So is that a byproduct of Hackett not having a clue? Or they just, to your point, they don't respect Aaron Rodgers and they're stopping the run so effectively?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure who's calling the offense either. I'm not even sure if it's Nate Hackett's offense that we're watching, you know, because I don't remember Nate Hackett doing these things a year ago, even with Zach Wilson as his quarterback, you know. So, unfortunately, you know, other than Woody Johnson, Aaron Rodgers is the most powerful person in the organization. So we really won't know anything until, you know, I'm sure a few years from now when stuff gets out. But just, it's just, there's a lot of weird vibes going on, I feel like, with New York right now. The one positive is that the Giants are playing better, they're improving, and that gets me excited because I'm a homer.
Well, we just as a follow-up, Carl and I were talking about it. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, the quarterback's not bad. I mean, he's okay, Daniel Jones.
Who would have thought that the best quarterback so far week 5 through the NFL season in New York is actually Daniel Jones? You know, like, that's... Right. You know, people would have thought that was a joke or like something you would say on April Fool's Day. But so far through 5 weeks of the season, Daniel Jones is the best quarterback in the New York area right now.
No doubt about it. Matt Sims, Sims Complete Quarterback Podcast. What do you think about Jayden Daniels, man? We've been talking about these rookies. He's showing out right now.
Showing out. I mean, you know, everyone's talking about Kirk Cousins being, you know, the a front runner for the MVP. Well, like, so is Jayden Daniels. I mean, it's just been absolutely – just ridiculous how well he has performed, his great decision-making, just his composure on the field, his accuracy down the field throwing has been tremendous. The offense has been working beautifully for him to, you know, to be ingratiated into this new NFL world. And even Caleb Williams, too, and Bo Nix, both of those guys, you know, hey, they're not coming along as quickly as Jayden. But, you know, all three of those rookies right now are improving and making strides. And, you know, we should be really thankful as football fans because I think these three guys will be here to stay for a while.
Hey, this year we talk so much about the margin and teams that are always – it's a one-possession game. Everything's so close. You know, the parity everybody always wanted. Roselle wanted that back in the day. Who's the most complete team in your mind right now through, like, the first five?
Man, it's funny you even ask, because I really was having a conversation with someone about this the other day. And, you know, I think that's what's great about this NFL season. I don't really know who the hell is the favorite right now. You could say the Chiefs because it's just easy to say them with Pat Mahomes and their past history. But, you know, you can't lie. When you watch them, you're like, I'm not quite so sure if they got it all put together yet. At the same time, you know, maybe the Detroit Lions, they seem like a team that's like pretty hungry, playing better on the defensive side of the football. I think Aaron Glenn's doing a really good job of mixing up what they do defensively, which gives them a tremendous advantage. And you always have to trust what Ben Johnson does schematically on the offensive side of the football with their two running backs and Jared Goff. But other than that, man, I think the field is wide open. And it's going to be an exciting second quarter of the season to kind of see who starts to pull apart and really who rises to the occasion for what's going on.
Tell me, Matt, honestly, you are surprised at what Sam Darnold's doing, right? You have to be.
I mean, of course I'm like a little surprised, right, to think that it would be just like as tremendous as it's been. You know, but that's what's so great about football, though, too. I mean, I was fortunate enough. I was teammates with Geno Smith in New York. And, you know, Geno, I would see Geno do things on the practice field and be like, damn, yeah, like, that's why, you know, people evaluated you as a first rounder. And for whatever reason, multiple reasons, it didn't work out. But it's like the same with Sam Darnold. We always knew that he could play. You know, it was just a matter of time of if he would have an opportunity to play for a really good structured football team that plays into his strengths. And, you know, hey, when you get like a former quarterback as your offensive coordinator, head coach, that's always a huge benefit to the quarterback, because they just see the game through your eyes. And that's always an empowering thing for the quarterback.
Hey, man, they honored Matt Ryan last week on the Thursday night game. I know, yeah. As you said, you were part of this roster practice squad and being in that quarterback room. What was it? Just give us a Matt Ryan rap or a story about your time with him.
Oh, Matt, you know, first of all, just like what an awesome guy, and not even like on the field stuff, you know, just really enjoyed getting to know him personally and his family. And, you know, I was fortunate enough too to be there with Matt Ryan and Matt Schaub, and both of those guys were just absolutely phenomenal. Matt Schaub even invited me to Thanksgiving one day. Matt Ryan did not, so that bothered me. But, you know, Matt Ryan, though, like, what a competitor. His football knowledge, his acumen, the way that he treats his teammates, he really did it the way that, you know, you would hope someone to play the position and do it for the right reasons for. And just the way that he communicated and handled himself, and it really was tremendous. And I'm honored and privileged to have been there during his MVP season, because it really was a thing of beauty. His toughness that he played with, his ability to extend plays, you know, some of those throws that he made to Julio Jones while he was just getting obliterated was a phenomenal thing to see. And, you know, I cherish those moments dearly. And I'm still pissed about Thanksgiving, of course, and I'm also pissed that he didn't invite me down there for the retirement, but that's okay, you know. Maybe I'll get some favor out of him in the future.
Right on. I'll say this. We'll let you go. I don't know, to your point about him getting obliterated, we take for granted how tough Matt was. Matt was a tough SOB,
oh,
man.
Dude.
I mean, he took shots.
Right.
I mean, and didn't miss games. Just didn't miss games, Matt. So you're right about that. Brother, we appreciate you stopping by, man. Sims Complete QB Podcast. Check him out. He does a great job. We'll talk soon, Matt.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man, for the opportunity, and go Birds.
I love it. Hey, man, I told Chris, our producer, that we got to get a promo out of that one. I said, what's up with your brother with those shirts looking like a Brooklyn hipster?
Some hipster. That made me laugh.
No, because every time, I don't know, this, you know me, because I certain things aggravate me on television more than aggravate you. I'm like, undo the top freaking button.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a style for him or not, but either way, there's his brother's take of it.
Right.
Mike, we got to get to some guy talk. Falcon Report's on the way, guys, 5 o'clock hour. You're going to hear Raheem Morris again. Obviously, we'll play Kyle Pitts for you. Both of those guys stop by as we continue to get ready for Carolina.
Hey, man, big storm coming, and we'll talk about that as a preparation continue down in Florida. Also, Carl, got a couple of things. Halloween, you and the wife thinking about maybe going to Scotty Scheffler and the Cop up there in Louisville? Some new creative ideas for Halloween on the way on Dukes and Bells. Guy talk. where to play this play. I don't know how we got on the subject, but during the commercial break, and we'll take you behind the curtain here at the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch. You're going to hear Coach Ra guys coming up at 5:20. If you miss Kyle Pitts, 6:20, because I know Kyle Pitts, we've been trying to get him on for months now. Looking forward to hearing that conversation. Carl and I, we just riffed Caddyshack for like five. How do we even get on the subject?
I don't know. I said there's no betting at the club.
Betting's illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never
switch. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
You'll
chips.
Get nothing and like it.
we got on the subject. We're telling Chris, because our beloved producer Chris has not yet played golf. How old are you now?
32.
I was 30, so there's still hope for you yet. Because when I was a kid, my dad was like, you know, golf's a rich man's game. You're not playing no golf. And I didn't get down here until, I was 98. And Willie Cellucci from The Palm, Willie's like, you want to play golf tomorrow after the show? I go, golf? I'm playing golf. What's wrong with you? And then Willie turned me on to it back in 2001, and that's it. So we'll get you out there. And one thing about us, we always joke around. It's inevitable. When do you get the first Caddyshack line when you're playing golf? Is it by the first hole, second hole?
It depends on how many drinks have been flowing.
Sometimes it's literally on the practice tee.
Yeah, it just depends, especially if somebody's not hitting it well.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat? So anyway, we're just doing some tests. That's just how the
– There's no betting at the club.
$100 says you missed that putt. Ooh, wait, see, Ted Knight, we're just talking about this. Ooh, ooh. Just the facial expressions. And, of course, Rodney ad-libs everything and steals the movie. Anytime that making of Caddyshack is on, it's worth seeing on A&E. It's just
good.
Absolute gold. All right, on to a couple things. Speaking of golf, it looks like amongst – it's funny, this article, and this is from the L.A. Times. Amongst frat boys, or at least 18 to 34, Scottie Scheffler, an arresting cop, is
What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
As the number one Halloween costume. You know, that's your wife could be the cop if you'd be Scottie Scheffler or vice versa. But a couple could do that.
Yeah, I like it. So what are they just doing, like a Jill?
Yeah, you dress up in a golf outfit, and you have a cop, and just Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, gotcha. Are the cop's pants ruined?
Yes, you have one of the knees on the cop's leg could be torn on the cop's double-knit slacks.
That is easy, though. That is easy. I mean, people are always looking for easy outfits for parties and stuff, so that's cool. All right.
I saw that. That was kind of funny. Also up there apparently is, the Ariana Grande bunny thing that you shared, like the bunny, like a Playboy bunny looking thing. So you wear like a skimpy outfit and you wear bunny ears, and we can all enjoy that.
This is true.
I mean, guys, not so much. More the ladies to wear that. But yes. No wrong answers here. And, again, I know that for a lot of folks, Halloween is just what?
A couple of weeks away.
3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Hoping that our friends down in Florida will have, the neighborhoods back to normal in time to do trick-or-treat and anything else. You and I were just talking also during the storm. My old partner, when I worked in Fort Myers, has a video she posted on social media, and you can see the water already coming up, and she lives in Fort Myers. So I'm just looking at the latest track. It's saying it's going to hit around Sarasota. And that's the latest from the Weather Channel. Sarasota, by the way, if it can happen, if the storm can get there earlier, be better. High tide at Sarasota is 4:24 in the morning.
Okay.
So if it could get there a couple hours before, that would help to mitigate some of the storm surge, which could be massive.
Yeah, listen, here's the thing. I said this to Mike. I think I was telling Turtle and our on-site engineer here, Jersey Mike, we were talking about these storms. And I think it was O who sent us a text message talking about the pressure.
Right.
And the last one that had pressure like this, I think, was 05 in Rita. And I said, I went through that hurricane, and we were just talking about it. You just don't know where this thing's going to go. Like, people, when they talk about that cone of uncertainty, and we make jokes and stuff about it, there's nothing funny, man. Like, if you're on the coastline and you are within, Mike was talking about this, a mile. People go, well, I live a mile away. That's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way,
it's nothing.
Not to put her business on the street, but she's stuck there now. My Aunt Matilda is staying in the condo down in Naples. It's four stories up, and my cousin's he's about 2 miles from the beach down in Naples. So they have like zone A, you got to go.
Gotta
get cops
out.
Come by and go, you got to leave. And if you don't, that's on you. They're not coming to get you.
Yeah.
And then if you're in a condo, again, it's more about if the power goes out, then you're stuck. And if the water takes a day or two to go down, you're stuck there.
Literally. Well, and Mike, here's the other part of this. And this is, I want you to think about Helene. And again, we wish nothing but the best. And we're praying for that. But if you get stuck and the debris is in the road, okay, not only are you without electricity, but they have to clear that before they can even get to wherever you are. And more importantly, try to reestablish electricity. It could be 2 weeks.
Right.
Rita has. are out for weeks. Right.
And look what's still going on in the Carolinas. Andy Bunker just got back, and you know it's still a blank show up there from North and South Carolina, upstate SC to North Carolina.
But people talk about like 3 or 4 days. It's longer than that, man. You start talking about this process, and there's stuff still debris in the street from the last hurricane.
Right.
It could be a long time.
Hey, man, I got a Jeopardy question for you guys. Turn on Chris's mic so we get him.
I love Jeopardy.
By the way, Monday we were off at 6 with the coaches show, and
yeah.
Thanks to some nitwit who rolled his truck on 85, I barely made Jeopardy, Carl, at 7:30.
For dinner?
It's very important to me when the Braves aren't on. Of course, in the regular season, I become my dad. I'll take potent portables for 200 anyway.
Now, this depends on the topic. Because I think I'm smart, but I'm not that smart.
Final Jeopardy category was corporate logos. Mm. Okay. And I'll ask you the question. Ken Jennings, who, by the way, is the right guy? That's the chick from the – what's the nerd show?
No, he's done a good job.
Mia Bialik.
Oh, she's terrible.
Ken Jennings has done a good job.
Like Ken Jennings, I know, maybe not the most charismatic. He's better. It just is what it is. All right, here we go. Category, corporate logos, question. In 1886, this brand's bookkeeper came up with its name and flowing script logo, saying the two C's would look well in advertising.
Do, 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 do.
The two C's.
The two C's would look well in advertising. Script logo.
Do, 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 I feel like I should.
Turtle.
Coca-Cola.
Please, in the form of a question,
what is Coca-Cola?
Correct. That's, yes.
Yeah, I feel like I should know that.
Three got stumped.
Really?
Yes, all three got stumped. And yes, the answer is Coca-Cola. All three guessed incorrectly. Somebody said Coco Chanel. She didn't even
exist.
She was even born in 1886. It was back in the 20s when she started doing the fashion thing in Paris. All three of them were stumped, and everyone that went on social media and said, you nitwits, I can't believe nobody got the final Jeopardy with Coca-Cola. It took you a minute, but Chris just...
Yeah, I felt like I should know. But do those folks live in Coke country?
No, but I mean, but you just think the two, a classic two C's.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they were going for C&C Cola.
Because when I was up in Pittsburgh last week, I literally was like, yeah, just give me a Coke. Pepsi?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's Pepsi town.
Pepsi? No, yeah. I said Coke. Pepsi?
Or do they say pop?
Well, they do in the Midwest.
Yeah, pop. Oh, get yourself a pop, you know?
Yeah, they do in the Midwest. Would you like a pop?
Yeah. It's funny because New York is more Pepsi than Coke, too.
Yeah.
To a degree.
You
see the Pepsi logo at Citi Field when the Braves play up
there? That's a great question, though.
But that was out there today. Hey, man, appreciate the text. A lot of guys hitting us up on the text line, and we're going to come back with a Falcon report. Guys, they can't wait to hear what you heard from Kyle Pitts. You may be surprised. Some of the questions we asked about his usage rate and maybe demanding the rock. We also talked about the old days with Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
So you'll hear that. And Coach Rock kind of explains why Bijan wasn't running the ball more, Carl.
All right. It's on the way, guys. Also, we are going to talk about the Dogs because they made a decision on their starting wide receiver that will impact him this week and maybe many weeks to come. We'll tell you about all of that and more live from Flower Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.